Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters in Christ.
我主内的弟兄姊妹，下午好。
How have you been?
大家好吗？
不好。
Not very good, is it?
Sometimes I don't even look really happy.
因为好像看上去都没有很开心的人。
When Kevin shared with us that two hymns, three hymns.
当启恩弟兄跟我们分享三首诗歌的时候
，I just came back from Malaysia as well.
啊，其实呢，我刚刚也是刚从马来西亚回来。
I was there for 2 weeks.
啊，我回去两个礼拜。
I spent the first week with my parents.
我们第一个礼拜是跟我的父母在一起。
And then the second week we have a pastor conference in Cebu Sarawak, Malaysia.
啊，然后呢，第二周呢，我们在西部那里呢，就有一个牧者的退休会。
So I have the same feeling of, you know, it used to be my home, and now I'm sort of almost 99.99, I'm settling here in Australia.
所以我就跟其他弟兄有同感，就是好像回到我以前的家乡，然后呢，对我来讲，我是 99.99%, 已经把自己当成澳洲人了。
I felt there is a torn, I felt that I've been torn apart.Here in Malaysia.
我发现我个人来讲，好像在马来西亚跟墨尔本之间呢，我好像被分裂了。
As a migrant, what some of us may feel that if we still have our closest relatives, especially our parents or our children still live in other parts of the country, we feel that we want to be there, but we can't. There is a bit of that, not just a bit, intensely tension that stir within me.
啊，作为一个移民呢，尤其是如果我们家人有啊最接近的家人，我们的父母还在世界的别的国家居住的话呢，我们就觉得有这种的张力在我们的生命里面。
When I came back, I was on the flight.
啊，当我回来的时候，我在飞机上。
I was watching one of the movie.
啊，我就看电影。
There's a part that talks about the father loves the son.
啊，其中有一部分呢，就讲到有一个父亲很爱他的儿子。
And that straight away brought me to my thinking and my feelings that when I spend my time with my parents.
立刻就让我回到我跟我父母啊同在一起的那一个时间。
So I cried.
我就忍不住流眼泪了。
I miss them a lot.
啊，我其实心中很想他们。
So as a family, I feel that we learn to treasure our families.
所以作为一家人，我们懂得也学会了怎么样去珍惜对方。
Learn to be together.
我们知道相处的时间我们要珍惜。
And learn to enjoy with our family members.
也珍惜我们彼此相处的美好日子。
Because you do not know when will you be living or staying away from your parents or from your children.
因为你不知道你有多少时间会跟自己的父母、跟自己的孩子在一起。
And I think the key to live that kind of life is to seize now, be with them now, don't wait till later.
所以呢，生活的秘密就是说，你们在现在这一刻就要把握跟他们在一起的时间，不要等到以后。
Just about the song, the pilgrim song, it reminds me that we are pursuing this life.
提醒我刚才我们所唱的那首客旅寄居的歌，讲到我们在生命里所追求的。
And because we thought we would have more times later to spend with our families.
很多时候我们以为以后大把日子跟我们家人在一起。
But you didn't realize as the time goes by, I have already passed 40.
但是没有发现，在不知不觉里面，原来我已经走了40年了。
My son Alistair, he is now 15.
我的大儿子已经15岁了。
I felt that I have wasted quite a bit of time not spending my time with him.
我发现好像在他的成长过程里面，我失去了很多宝贵的时刻。
When you're about to realize it, it is a time you have already lost a fair bit of it.
因为当你发现的时候，当你有这样认知的时候，你已经失去了一大的部分。
Actually, that's not my sermon, though.
其实呢，今天我分享的主题不是这个。
But I just want to say to you, seize this moment.
但是我希望跟大家说的就是抓紧现今的这个机会。
To be with them as much as you can.
与你最亲爱的人尽量在一起。
To spend that every moment as if it is the precious and final moment with them.
每一个与他们同在相处的时刻，把它看为你最宝贝、最后的一次机会。
Because that will be your heavenly treasure.
因为那个将会成为你天上永恒的那个宝藏。
May our Lord continue to encourage you.
愿我们的主继续的鼓励你。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we just pray that you will open our hearts right now.
父神，我们祈求你开我们的心眼。
That we may.See you face to face.
让我们能够面对面的看到你。
Open our ears that we may hear your word.
开我们的耳朵好，让我们能够听到你话语。
Open our hearts.
开我们的心窍。
That we may receive your wonderful teaching and your command.
好，让我们能够接受你美妙的教导，美妙的命令。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I thought I would like to continue with Romans.
我希望能够继续的来讲罗马书。
And last time, I have mentioned of the importance of love among the Christian community.
上次我来到这里的时候，我们提到在基督徒团体里面那个彼此相爱的重要。
And as you love each other more,
当我们继续的彼此相爱的时候
，you were able to reflect that our God is God of love.
我们就会想到我们的神是爱的神。
And our God is truthfully is a God who loves the world.
而且呢，他是爱世上的人的。
And so today, Paul, using Romans 14 to remind us a very important reality.
所以今天保罗在罗马书十四章里面提醒我们一个很重要的现实。
That is, in the Christian community, there will be someone who is strong.
就是在一个基督徒的团体里面，会有一些刚强的。
There will be someone who is weak.
也会有一些软弱的。
I don't mean to say this is strong and that is weak.
其实我的意思不是说这边比较刚强，那边比较软弱。
I just have to do the action so that you can see there is a strong Christian, there will be a weak Christian among us.
只是刚好举手举到这边是刚强，举到那边是软弱。
And so that, so as a Christian, as part of this faith community,
所以作为基督徒，作为这个信心的团体的一部分，
we must recognize that there will be some of us here.
我们就要知道，我们当中会有一些人，
they have a weaker faith.
他们在信仰上比较软弱。
And Paul is going to tell us how do we deal with them.
保罗在这里要教导我们怎么样去处理这个问题。
Now the first verse, chapter 14, verse 1, saying, As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. This is taken from English Standard Version.
在十四章第一节那里，保罗讲到对信心软弱的人呢，你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。
Now first of all, love welcome people into our midst.
首先，爱要欢迎这些人来到我们当中。
And that is the picture that has been presented here.
所以这就是我们这里所看到的图画。
Here the word carries this type of connotation.
这里有这样的含义。
Here we have the picture of someone in a congregation become weak in faith at a given moment in a very special situation.
这里让我们看到，在我们的团体当中，有一个人在某一件事情上，在某一个时刻，心性上有软弱。
And later on, we're going to identify two issues that emerge from the text.
等一下呢，在接下来经文，我们会看到特别有两方面的问题。
The first issue is a food issue.
第一个问题是关于饮食的问题。
And number two is about the special day, the Sabbath day.
第二天呢，就是守安息日的问题。
And here, the welcoming means that we receive them as if God has received them.
这里的接纳，这里的欢迎，就让我们看到我们的接纳欢迎是好像神接纳欢迎他们一样。
It's as if there's a hospitality being going out to the person and welcome the person in the midst of us.
意思就是说， 出去把这些人容纳欢迎到我们当中。
Now here Paul qualify what he's saying here. How do we welcome these weaker brothers and sisters in Christ?
而且保罗在这里详细的让我们看到，在细节上我们是怎么样去接纳这些软弱的弟兄姊妹。
He says this sort of receiving does not lead us into arguments.
他说这样子的接纳呢，不会带来一个议论。
And quarrels,
而且是一种的辩论
about different opinions,
不同的意见，我们不需要辩论。
And so we are going to look just closely what does it mean for us as a Christian.
那作为基督徒，我们要仔细来看一下，那这到底代表什么？
First of all, to me, this does not mean that it is a picture of becoming compromised over a very serious biblical truth.
这里让我们清楚的知道，不是在重要的信仰基础上啊啊，我们有妥协。
I want to say that one more time.
我们要再重调一次。
It is not about it is not a picture about the church being compromised over a essential, straight, absolute biblical truth.
这里所提到的接纳，不代表说我们在信仰基要真理上我们有妥协。
If we allow opinions become a biblical truth itself,
如果我们让意见成为圣经的真理的话，
it is going to divide us.
那就会使我们分党结派。
When there is a division in the church,
当教会里面开始结党的时候，
when that oneness has been broken,
当这样子的合一被分裂的时候，
we will lose the witness that God has given to us.
我们就会失去神所给我们的这个见证。
In the world.
对这个世界来说，我们作为的见证。
Unfortunately, I have heard, I have seen many churches being divided.
但是很可惜的，我亲眼看过，我也听说过很多教会在这样的事情上被分裂了。
A few years ago, there was a church.
几年前有一间教会。
And both pastors and the congregation, they have a great arguments over something.
牧者跟会众有一个很大的辩论。
I don't know what that arguments look like.
不知道他们辩起来是什么样子。
Or what the contents of the argument is.
甚至他们辩论的内容是什么。
Nevertheless, one of the pastors took out almost 80% of the congregation and left the church.
但是很可惜的，到最后呢，其中一位牧者带着大概80%的会众离开了原本的教会。
If I'm a non-Christian,
如果是一个非信徒，
I don't think I'm able to see the name of God that should be glorified through.The life of our Christian brother and sister here today.
我相信在这样子的弟兄姊妹的生命里面，我没有办法看到神的名怎么样被荣耀。
So here I want to extend that the weaker brother and the stronger brother in a very important words here.
所以我希望延伸到这里，我们看到心性软弱的跟心性刚强的。
It's about the word differences.
这里看到，让我们看到两个的分别。
Now this is about the differences.
是关于他们之间的区别。
Now what are these differences?
那他们之间的那个分歧是什么呢？
Then my question will continue to ask is, can we allow to have differences among us?
那我的提问就是说，我们当中如果有意见分歧的话，那可以接受吗？
Are these differences essential according to the biblical truth?
那这样的意见分歧对我们的信仰真理来说是有多重要呢？
What are the areas you think that the church must be willing to stand on?
那你相信在教会我们需要坚持的是那一些的基要真理呢？
But in other areas that you are willing to hold the differences in tension,
那除了这些基要真理以外的意见分歧，我们可以接纳吗？
And we allow the difference to exist among us.
这里的教导就是说， 除了这样以外的分歧，我们要容许它存在。
What are the essential, non-compromised truth and essential, uncompromised truth?
那我们所相信的不能妥协的基要真理到底是什么？
And this one you really have to work out together with the leaders.
这些需要我们每一个会众跟我们的教会领袖一同坐下来决定。
Because the process of it is more important than the result of it.
因为这样的过程比最后的结果更重要。
Because many people already divided throughout, in the process itself.
因为你会发现在这样的过程里面，很多人已经有分裂的情况。
And not in the result itself that people being divided.
而不是等结果出来了以后才带来分裂。
A lot of time, the argument has, how you handle the argument has already divided the people.
很多时候在于我们处理意见分歧的时候就已经带来结党分派。
We have not touched the content yet, but people are already being segregated and separated.
就是在我们讨论这个过程里面，我们已经发现有不同的人愿意结党。
So how can we allow differences among us?
那我们怎么样能够容纳我们当中的意见分歧呢？
Now, once we ask that question, then we have to consider two possible reality that comes with it.
当我们开始提问这样的问题的时候，我们就要接纳可以同时带来的两个可能的现实。
The first one.
其中第一个。
If we allow all differences to be practiced in the church,
如果我们容纳所有任何不同的意见都在教会里能够被接受的话，
Then we are most likely going down into the path of liberal, becoming liberal.
那我们就变得非常的解放，非常的自由。
And we become open, and finally we might become universal to all things.
那我们这样子的大开门户的话呢，我们可能最终会带来接纳所有一切任何的事情。
And at the end of, if you travel along this path, there'll be no more differences anymore.
如果你走这样子的路的话呢，你会发现到最后呢，可能一点分歧都没有了。
Because you can't even recognize who you are.
因为你最后发现连自己所相信的是什么，自己的身份是什么都不太清楚了。
Because everything seems to be all different but all the same.
因为呢，好多不同的事情看起来都越看越相像。
I once heard this argument. You might have heard it before.
我有一次听到这样子的一个论调，可能你也听过。
It doesn't matter what you believe.
他说不管你信什么。
Your God is God the Yahweh, is that right?
你所相信的是耶和华神，是不是？
If you say yes.
如果你说好，对，阿门。
The Jewish will say, "My God is the Yahweh as well."
那犹太人也会说，我相信的也是亚威，也是耶和华神。
And in the Islamic circle,
那个伊斯兰信徒
，they will call their God as Allah.
他们叫他们的神为阿拉真神。
I mean, it's similar and quite close to the Old Testament God, the God of Yahweh.
那个也是旧约里面的耶和华神。
How about the Buddhist God, the Buddha?
佛教相信的佛祖呢？
Hindu's God.
或者印度教所相信的神呢？
Now, if I mention a couple more gods here,
如果我们再提起别的神的话，
if we allow the differences to say, well, that is okay.
如果我们能够接纳这样子的意见分歧，我们说这些都可以，都没有办法，没有问题。
We will become.The universalist whatsoever.
我们就会成为那个一贯道了。
We believe in all things.
因为我们什么都可以信了。
Now, with the text that is presented to us here.
但是如果我们仔细看今天的经文，
Paul obviously is telling us we need to welcome brothers and sisters in Christ.
保罗清楚地让我们知道，我们需要接纳我们的弟兄姊妹，需要欢迎他们。
And then we need a discernment to welcome them in the way that the truth of God will not be compromised.
但是我们却需要分辨的能力，好让我们接纳他们的同时，我们不是接纳一切所有不同的意见。
And he will care enough for us to work through the issue of love at the same time to hold on to the truth of God.
神会帮助我们，好让我们爱弟兄姊妹的同时，我们能够把我们的基要真理能够分辨出来。
But on the other hand, if you stress the differences,
但是另外一方面来说，如果我们一直强调我们的分歧的话，
is going to bring division.
它就会带来我们的结党纷争。
It will be segregating our brothers and sisters here.
使我们的弟兄姊妹分裂。
So as a church leadership, there's one very very important task here.
所以作为教会的领袖，有一个非常非常重要的任务。
It is to know.The degree and the importance of what the issue is all about.
我们需要知道每一个问题的严重性。
And what does the scripture has to say about it?
然后之后，到底圣经对这个问题有什么的教导？
The leadership must come to a conclusion.
教会的领袖一定要有一个结论。
And then help brothers and sisters to come to deal with their differences.
好帮助其他的弟兄姊妹能够知道怎么样去面对意见上的分歧。
And to use love to welcome those who has a different opinion about our practices.
而同时能够接纳那些在这些事情上与我们有分歧意见的弟兄姊妹。
There was once when I was so full for the family oriented church.
有一次因为我非常支持以家庭为中心的教会。
Now I heard this comment that is given is a, the comment was said to me.
我就有一次听到这样子的意见。
They were telling me that you are a very narrow-minded person.
他们对我说你心胸非常的狭窄。
I didn't respond to the person right away.
我当时没有立时的反应。
But I know that the person has a very intense.Not hatred, but there's an intense of opposition against the emphasis about and of the importance of the families.
因为我知道呢，这个人非常的强烈，就是觉得不应该把太多的注意力放在家庭方面。
In my heart, I know that this is not the essential biblical truth.
但是同时候，我也知道在圣经里面的教导却不是这样子的。
So I did not engage the arguments.
但是我当时候决定了不要跟他起争论。
I let him have the right to have his own opinion.
我让他能够保持自己的意见。
Because in my heart I know very well.
因为在我的心，我非常清楚的知道。
A church that put family first.
一个教会如果能够看重家庭的话。
The church will thrive.
这个教会就会强大。
I don't have to prove to him over my strong arguments.
我不需要用言论来征服跟我讨论的这个人。
I don't have to use the clever words and theological truth to convince the person.
我不需要举很多神学的例子来使他来说服他。
Because there will be lots and lots of evidence about family churches that they thrive.
因为如果要我举例子的话，我可以举很多很多的例子，就是那些看重家庭而强大的教会。
Let me quickly move on two more issues that brought by Paul.
让我们很快的来到讨论一下保罗这里所提的两个问题。
Just before I get to these two issues, there's another matters that brought by Paul.
在我们还没有讨论这两点之前呢。保罗还提了一个问题。
It is about that Christian has liberty.
就是说基督徒有自由。
And I think if you have read 1 Corinthians,
如果你看过哥林多前书的话，
Paul wants Christian to exercise your freedom carefully.
保罗劝弟兄姊妹要谨慎地使用他们主内的自由。
And he applied the same understanding to Romans 14 here.
在这里，在十四章那里，他也以同样的原则来教导罗马的弟兄姊妹。
And let this text tell us about how we can exercise Christian liberty here.
让我们仔细来看，到底我们该怎么样使用我们的自由。
Now, the issue is in verse 3. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains.
首先我们看第三节那里说到，吃的人不可轻看不吃的人。
I used to eat a lot of 叉烧, the pork.
我之前很喜欢吃那个叉烧。
But nowadays, I refrain myself from eating pork.
但是呢，我现在呢就猪肉都不太吃了。
But not because I'm weak in my faith.
不是因为我信心软弱。
But primarily for my health reason.
主要是因为我健康的问题。
Oh, those people, oh, thank God.
可能下面喜欢吃猪肉的人就说啊，感谢神。
Oh, I can eat you later this afternoon.
等一下还可以去吃烧肉。
But the food issue has become an important point for the Jewish and non-Jewish Christians.
但是饮食的问题对犹太的基督徒来讲非常的重要。
But I remember the story in Book of Acts where God has shown the vision to Peter that all things has been cleansed.
但是在使徒行传，神却清楚地给使徒彼得有一个意象，让他看到所有不洁的东西都可以吃。
They all can be received.
都可以吃。
But if one of us would say that there is some food that is really bad,
但是如果我们当中有一些人觉得有一些东西是很不好的，
How are you going to judge a person?
那你怎么样去判断这样的人呢？
Well, I think the Paul wants us to see ourselves as a strong Christian.
保罗希望我们在这里能够看到自己信心的刚强。
And if you are a strong Christian, you will learn to show your mutual forbearance, the patience towards that brother or sister in Christ.
如果你是一个刚强的信徒的话，你就可以容纳对方。
You must not despise a person.
不要轻看这样的人。
When you despise a person, you feel that you are better than that person.
因为当你轻看别人的意思，就是说你觉得自己比对方强。
As long as you begin to despise a person, you have already begin to judge the person.
当你开始轻看人的时候，其实你就同时在论断他。
So he is really a sinner.
所以就让我们成为一个罪人。
I know there are lots of debates about food.
我知道饮食可以带来很多的争论。
Vegetarian lifestyle.
是素食的生活方式呢？
And there are other things that being brought by some authors that you should not eat lobsters and shrimp and other things.
另外有一些基督教的作者呢，他们就会说不要吃带壳的海鲜。
But it doesn't matter what the argument is.
无论争论是什么。
I can tell you that they are not the essential truth.
我都可以清楚地告诉你，这些不是基要真理。
Let me say it one more time.
让我再重复一遍。
It is not the essential truth.
饮食不是基要真理。
But if you pay attention to those requirements,
但是如果你注意这样的要求的话，
you will become a far more healthy person.
我可以跟你保证你会更健康。
But I gladly accept anyone who eats anything.
但是我可以接纳一个愿意吃任何东西的人。
There are some younger children here, so I don't want to mention some things that I heard about that you can eat all kinds of things. You know, I can't mention it, but it's made me sick.
Yeah,
so I won't mention it.
因为这里有小孩的缘故，而不要吓到他们呢。不要我们说任何东西都可以吃的时候，是包括很多连我都觉得害怕的东西哦。但是还是不要说是什么。
Even though if you bring them to a chicken farm.
如果你带他们去一个养鸡场。
Just by looking at how chicken being slaughtered.
如果你看到他们是怎么样宰那个鸡的话。
I can tell you, they will come home and say, "Mom, I don't want to eat chicken anymore."
我可以跟你保证说，你的小孩回来就会说，妈妈，请你不要再买鸡肉了，我不敢再吃了。
And so my heart to you this afternoon with the first issue is.
所以我的劝勉对第一个问题的劝勉。
It is not the essential truth.
就是说饮食绝对不是基要真理。
But if it exists among us.
但是如果在我们当中有不同的意见的话，
Let's learn to listen to each other and embrace some of embrace doesn't mean that you have to accept, but just embrace the person differences.
让我们能够彼此的去聆听愿意聆听对方的意见，也愿意彼此接纳。这个接纳不代表说他要做什么你就跟着他去做什么，只是接纳他这个人。
But chapter 14 verse 4 reminds us one more thing.
另外第四节那里提醒我们另外一件事情。
He says that each believer is a servant of the Lord.
他说每一个信徒都是神的仆人。
We have no right to sit in judgment.
因此我们没有资格去论断或者判断另外一个信徒。
As if we were their masters.
好像我就是他的主人一样。
So who is their masters?
那谁是他的主人呢？
God is the master.
神是他的主人。
So he will judge them.
所以神自己，神自己，神自己必定会判断这样子的信徒。
But one thing that I want to mention at this point of time is that we need to be accountable to each other.
但是我们在这里需要分享的就是，我们在这里需要有一个彼此责问的心。
And that is why the church community is existed for. We are accountable for each other.
那就是为什么会有基督徒的团体存在的重要性，让我们能够有一个彼此责问的责任。
The last issue is.
最后一个问题
is in verse 5.
第五节。
One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike.
有人看这日比那日强，有人看日日都是一样。
Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind.
但是个人心里要意见坚定。
But watch verses.
但是呢，他所说的。
The one who observes the day, observe it in honor of the Lord.
第六节，守日的人是为主守的。
The one who eats is in the honor of the Lord.
吃的人也是为主而吃的。
Since he gives thanks to God, while the one who abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God.
既然他感谢了神，不吃的人也是为主不吃的，同样也要感谢神。
Now Paul, you could say he's very diplomatic at this point in time.
你可能觉得使徒保罗了在这里呢，非常的会摆平不同的人。
Let me give one more example here.
让我再举一个例子。
There are many Asian Chinese here.
我看到这里有很多从亚洲来的中国人。
Some of us were being brought in a Buddhist or a Taoist background.
可能你家里以前是道教或者佛教的背景的。
If you have become a Christian,
如果你信了耶稣以后
，and your parents hasn't become a Christian,
你父母还没有相信的话
，if you have studied in Australia, then you went back for Chinese New Year.
譬如说你来了澳洲读书，然后你回去过农历新年
，and your parents just offer a whole plate of food, pork, beef, vegetables. They just offer to their gods.
然后呢，爸爸妈妈呢就在过年的时候呢，把桌上所有的菜呢都去拜过神了。
And they will say to you, brother, a little brother.
阿仔。
阿仔，呼叫是阿农 ，Kenny 是阿仔。阿仔 ，come over.
来来来。
And he will tell you this is come and join us with this food that has been offered to idols.
他说这坐下来好好的吃，我们已经拜过神了。
So many Christians will be struggling. Should I take the food or should I not?
很多基督徒都会非常大的挣扎，到底我该不该吃，可不可以吃？
And this is always the one difficult issue that we as a pastor we will encourage them and advise them what to do.
作为牧者，我们常常都会遇到信徒有这样的问题，我们要帮助他们知道怎么样去面对，怎么样去处理。
But this is a sort of a similar thing here today.
在这里也是差不多同样的情况。
Now the issue I want to move away from food, but to the special day that's been mentioned here.
如果我们不说饮食，我们回到这里所说到的守日的问题，守节的问题。
Let's just pick one day that is Sunday as the argument point.
让我们举一个例子，就举礼拜天好了。
Can we work on Sunday?
到底礼拜天可不可以办公？
Should we worship on Sunday?
或者礼拜天一定要来敬拜？
Why should we worship on Sunday?
为什么一定要在礼拜天来敬拜？
Because there will be those who are saying that every day is God's day.
因为呢，有一些人他们会说每一天都属于神的。
Why should we pick on Sunday?
为什么单单要选礼拜天？
Why can't we pick on Friday?
为什么不选礼拜五？
Again, just remind you that there are Christians who actually worship God on Friday.
我也可以跟你举例说，有一些基督徒真的是在礼拜五来敬拜的。
Because to them, there's no Sunday.
因为对他们来讲呢是没有主日的。
Their Sunday is a working day.
他们礼拜天需要工作。
But my Friday is their day of day.
但是礼拜五呢可以休息。
Many Muslim will go to the mosque.
很多的伊斯兰教徒呢，他们会去到清真寺。
Christians just have to worship on Friday.
因此呢，基督徒只好在礼拜五来敬拜。
But there are also Christian worship on Sunday, even though the law may not be allowed.
但是另外有一些基督徒呢，仍然会坚持在礼拜天来敬拜，虽然他们的法律不容许。
Let me ask you.
让我问你一下。
Should we worship on Sunday?
我们一定要在礼拜天聚会吗？
Yes, I heard the word. Yes or no will not be able to have will not have a sound z there. So yes.
Okay, 应该有一些很微小的 s， 好像是是的比较多哦。
And some of you really feel that oh, you are not sure about it.
但是我看到更多的是不太确定的。
We have one of the church in Methodist churches in over in other part of the state.There was a pastor who just started a service on Monday night.
我们的维里公会呢，在维省另外一个地区有一个牧者，刚好在他们教会开始了一个礼拜一晚上聚会的会众。
I was almost being I was really disturbed.
其实我呢很困扰，我自己很困扰。
Because I have very strong traditional die-hard type of person that worship should only and alone and happen only on Sunday.
因为呢，我是非常非常传统的一个背景，我觉得呢敬拜唯一真的要在主日。
It took me 3-4 days, almost a week, to come to have a more peaceful heart.
我要过了3-4天，甚至是一个礼拜的时间，我心里的平安才能够重修。
I was asking, why did he do that?
因为我不断的自问，我说为什么这个牧师会这样做呢？
I know the reason.
我其实很清楚知道他的原因。
I don't think that is a good reason.
但是我一直在想，那是好的原因吗？
But nevertheless, that tension is still within me.
但是不管如何，在我内里，我还是感受到这样的张力。
So I saw the higher authority.
所以呢，我就去见更高层的领袖。
They do not object to it.
他们对这样的事情呢，没有反对的意见。
To me, it is not the essential truth.
其实呢，我也知道这不是基要真理的部分。
I'm willing to accept the difference.
所以我就愿意能够接纳这样的不同的意见。
Though I wish that they can schedule, they can still have the service on Sunday evening, not on Monday evening.
但是呢，其实我心里还是盼望他们能够把礼拜一晚上的聚会移到礼拜天晚上。
Did you see where I'm coming from?
你能够明白我的心吗？
I'm okay with the ideas, but I still feel that my idea is better than their decision.
我能够接纳他们这样的决定但是呢，我还是觉得我的意见比那个决定强。
But let me finish with verse 7, verse 8.
但是我要以7-8节来劝大家。
Because that is still the important principle for us to hold on to.
因为这才是那个重要的原则需要我们持守的。
Let me read it to you.
让我为大家念出来。
For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself.For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's.
我们每个没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着，是为主而活；若死了，是为主而死。所以我们活死，总是主的人。
The reason why they moved the service to Monday night.
他们把崇拜移到礼拜一晚上的原因
，because the service can then accommodate those immigrants from China where they have to work on Sunday whole day, and Monday is a day off day that allowed them to come on Monday evening to worship God.
是因为他们要去照顾很多从中国大陆来的新移民这些移民都需要礼拜天整天的工作。当他们把崇拜移到礼拜一晚上呢这些人礼拜一就刚好休息，就可以来崇拜。
They live to the Lord.
这些人是为主而活。
And their pastors live to the Lord.
这样的牧者也是为主而活。
The pastors will be accountable to the Lord.
我们看到这样的牧者需要有一天向神交账。
Who am I?
那我到底是谁？
And so, brothers and sisters, I just want to close with this encouragement to you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我希望能够用这样的话来总结，来鼓励大家。
I'm saying that the truth of God is very important.
我要大家记得，就是说神的真理非常的重要。
No one should be compromising the word of God in any way or tamper with the word of God like so unreverently.
我们没有一个人，我的当中没有一个人有这样的权利可以去在神的话语上妥协或者扭曲神的话。
But when there is some issues begin to emerge in the midst of us,
但是如果我们当中有一些的问题，有一些的讨论的论点出来的时候
，we need to listen carefully to what is going on.
我们需要谨慎的来聆听。
We need to discern what is all about here.
然后分辨到底问题的症结在哪里。
We not only need to pray, we need to look to the Word of God for God's guidance.
不单是要好好的横切祷告，而是更加要去仰望神的话语来带来我们引领。
And then we learn to welcome these brothers and sisters in Christ in the Lord.
然后之后以神的爱来接纳。来欢迎这样子的弟兄姊妹进来。
And we learn to embrace them as one of us.
我们也要把他容纳接纳成为我们当中的一份子。
We are here to strengthen their faith.
我们在这里的目标就是要坚定每一个人的信心。
Though the person may not be changed in the next 5 years,
可能这个人在五年都没有任何改变。
Because he will be always thinking that eating pork is a bad thing.
因为他一直都会觉得吃猪肉不好。
But we as a congregation, as a mature brothers and sisters in Christ, we are willing to journey there with them.
但是作为一个刚强的基督徒，作为一个成熟的基督徒，我们愿意陪他们走这一段。
And I know that he may disturb others, Christian as well.
可能他们也因为他们的意见会带来别人的困扰。
But this is the matter of the leadership, how we can deal with it.
但是作为教会的领袖，我们要学会怎么样去处理这样的问题。
May the Lord give you wisdom.
愿神赐给你们有智慧。
To know how we can respond best to our brothers in Christ.
知道怎么样能够回应弟兄姊妹的需要。
May God give us the courage.
愿神赐给我们勇气。
So that we can tell when we have to speak something out, we were able to speak in love.
当我们需要说话的时候，我们能够以爱说诚实话。
May God give us love.
愿神赐给我们爱心。
To help the weak.
去帮助软弱的人。
And to be with them.
与他们同在。
May the Lord bless you.
愿神祝福大家。
Amen.
谢谢。